Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome again to another daily devotional. And you can see behind that the harvest is being brought in. It just reminds us of the Saviour who said in John chapter 4 and verse 35, "Say ye not that there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, look in the fields, for they are white already to harvest." He was challenging the disciples about the necessity of going into the fields of evangelism and winning the lost. And we are living in a day whenever there's a great harvest of souls out there that needs to be reaped. And we need to get a burden for the lost. If you're a Christian today, can I ask you, can I challenge you, what are you doing for the Saviour? What are you doing to reach souls for Jesus Christ? We are living in days whenever the fields are ripe and the fields are white already to harvest. And many people in these days are being cut down in the prime of life, dying in their sins, unprepared and unready. I think it was John Wesley who said, "We have one business in this earth. It's the salvation of souls." William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, said, "Go for souls and go for the worst." W.P. Nicholson, the famous Irish evangelist, said, "Oh, that we would rather not live than to live and not see souls won for Jesus Christ." It was said of David Brainerd, the missionary to the Native Americans, that he often would have got off his horse and kneeled in the snow and wept and cried and prayed unto God for souls. And such was his fervency and the fire in his heart for the lost that as he wept and as he sweated, the snow around him melted. What a burden he had for the lost. Now the Apostle Paul said, "Brethren, my heart's desire, my prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge." He all even said later on, "I could wish myself accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh." Such a burden of heart that he said, "If I could give up my place in the kingdom of God, and if I was to be separated from Christ forever for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh, if they could get a place in God's kingdom, I would gladly give up mine." What a burden of soul he had. Robert Murray McShane was a great man of God who was used mightily in the city of Dundee, and yet his ministry was short. On one occasion he had gone to Israel to visit the Holy Land, and in his absence William Chalmers Burns preached in his place. And during that time God's servant Mr. Burns saw revival in the parish of St. Peter's. But whenever William Chalmers Burns, W.C. Burns was a young man, he was out with his mother one day in the cobble streets of his hometown, and all of a sudden he stopped and he hung his head, and his mother came back to get him. She said, "Son, what's wrong?" And some of you know the story well. He lifted up his eyes and they were full of tears. He says, "Mother, can you not hear the tramp of Christless feet on their way to hell?" What a burden he had for the lost. Christian, do we have anything of a burden like that today? Are we complacent and content to live and to die without leading souls to Christ, without even trying to win one soul to the Saviour? Are we content to live and to die without witnessing for the lost? Here behind me, the harvest is being cut down and being reaped in. Jesus said that the fields in the spiritual sense are white already to harvest. Let us do our utmost to win people to Christ. Charles Cowman, the famous missionary, was on his deathbed as a relatively young man. His wife Letty was by his side. She's famed for writing those devotional volumes, Streams in the Desert and Springs in the Valley. And as she nursed her dying husband, he never lost that fire, even with failing health and pain racking his body. And among some of the last words he spoke to his dear wife, "Letty, do your utmost to bring as many souls as you can." Let's do likewise. Do our utmost to bring as many souls as we can. The fields are white unto harvest. Jesus Christ was urgent. He says, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work." Don't waste your life. Give it to God and spend it in the salvation of the lost. Thank you for listening. See you next time.